Live the commandments that teach about murder and adultery and divorce and making oaths. Trying to sort all of this out in the context of what it means for us today and in the context of what it meant to listeners so many years ago, it's a lot. And I always find a particular edge for myself when I consider Jesus' teaching about divorce. I always feel like I need to at least name and acknowledge that edge. But at least for today, I don't really choose to say more about it except to say that in the context of history, divorcing a woman had far more reaching consequences. Women were property and of no value beyond the value of their husband. And in the context of us today, this passage is about right and just relationships. There is nothing right and just about a marriage that is abusive or unhealthy physically or psychologically for the husband or the wife. And really, as I consider this, I think to myself, that question of thou shalt not murder, that question seems so cut and dry. Of course you shouldn't murder. Of course I wouldn't murder. I wouldn't steal another person's life. But that question always comes up in a Bible study, doesn't it? What would you do? What would cause you to commit murder? I have never met anyone yet who said, no, they wouldn't commit murder for any reason without hesitation. And then the question comes up, are there ways to psychologically or spiritually murder someone? So what often seems obvious at first reading when we consider the works and the teachings of Jesus is often an invitation for self-reflection and the inner quest for an understanding of what is good justice. Justice in relationship with one another, and justice in relationship with God. The words of Jesus that say, you've heard it said, but I say to you, should cause us to consider whether or not we're living in a right and just way. Do we make excuses for taking the easy path? Do we just say, well, we're followers of Jesus and don't do anything about it? Or do we take that difficult path that calls us to be Christians and disciples in the world? Now, I guarantee you we could spend quite a bit of time discussing here that question of whether or not murder is ever justified, if war is ever okay, all those things. Those things, what are the edges of the concept of adultery? And I don't believe there's any universally correct answer to those questions. Surely some of them fall over to what's definitely not correct, not right. But there's a whole gray area. At least for me, there is. And like I say, I don't know if there's anybody in here who's never considered those questions. What would I do? What would cause me to commit murder, to commit adultery? So what does it mean for us when Jesus says, you have heard it said, but I say to you? And again, I can't answer that question for you all. I can only answer it for myself. So what is Jesus saying to you? How is Jesus calling you to work for righteousness and justice in the world? And then how are you answering that call? As a community, the Church of St. Francis will begin a journey asking these questions of ourselves individually and as a church. How will the community of St. Francis continue into the future to proclaim the gospel, to proclaim justice and righteousness? How will this church prepare for a new vicar? And we'll start by asking questions related to our heritage, questions that pertain to church capital C and church lowercase c. Three questions to start. The first is, how did you come to St. Francis in the first place? Second, what was your initial reaction to your first service here? And third, why do you continue to participate in the life of this church? And at that point, then I invite you to share a personal story And as you consider these questions, I want you to begin with the Lord's Prayer. In a recent forward day-by-day meditation, the author asks the question, "Do you start, Thy will be done?" As we go forward, I invite us to invoke this commitment at the beginning of every step of our journey, "Thy will be done." Now, I have these sheets, which I'll give you in a moment, but I invite you, if you want to have a little bit of fun, there is room at the bottom to draw a picture, if you would like to draw a picture. I don't want this to be arduous. I want this to be an adventure as you go forward. So this first entry, this will be the first thing that goes into a notebook that we'll start, that we'll present to the new vicar or to the candidates who are interested in becoming the new vicar to get an idea of who you are as individuals and who you are as church. What is your heritage personally and as a congregation? And each of you, if you'd like, will have an opportunity to share this testimony in worship with one another. It is certainly not required. The notebook will be available for others to read, so you want to think about what you write. One of my favorite preaching commentators, a woman named Caroline Lewis, says, "Jesus' words, 'But I say to you, cast the net of God's love wider than we would typically allow. But I say to you,' presses us to extend the arc of righteousness beyond the reasonable. 'But I say to you,' names the truths of the injustices all around us, but yet invites us to hope nonetheless. So, Thy will be done." I'm going to just leave this for after the service for you all to pick up. And I'd like to have them back by next week, please. Pardon me? That's right. And let me just say that, you know, the model for the discernment process in considering in calling a new priest requires meetings and discussions and surveys. And I say requires, but that's the model. And because of the closeness of this congregation and the size of this congregation, I've made the decision, and I hope you're all good with it, to have a little bit more relaxed process and to do a lot of it in the context of Sunday morning worship. Because coming out on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock to sit around a table and go, "Well, what do you think about we should have as a new vicar?" You know. So if that's okay with you, we're going to just do it a little bit more informally. The vestry will be the lead as the sort of search committee, but not particularly. And I'm going to be asking one or two people to be liaison between the vestry and the diocese when we get to that point. So if that's something you think interests you, let me know. All right. Thy will be done. Amen. Please join me in the words of the Nicene Creed.